All right, we are talking about evolution. In the second section of this, we're looking at arguments for evolution that are outdated and often illogical. This is one of the things where they're not very quick to pick up on new things, especially when it makes the theories of evolution look foolish. But this one is our second one, the vestigial organs. Vestigial. The only one I could think of was the appendix. But there are some structures in humans were once thought to have no function, but to have been derived from functioning organs in acclaimed evolutionary ancestors. That as evolution just cast about and tried this thing and tried that thing, for a while it worked, and then next one didn't need that organ, so it just kind of wasted away. That's the theory. But time passes. People check into these things. S.R. Skadding, do vestigial organs provide evidence for evolution? Evolutionary Theory, Volume 5. He says this, the existence of functionless, quote, vestigial organs was presented by Darwin and is often cited by current biological textbooks as part of the evidence for evolution. An analysis of the difficulties in unambiguously identifying functionless structures and an analysis of the nature of the argument leads to the conclusion that vestigial organs provide no evidence for evolutionary theory. He says there's actually nothing about these things that are called vestigial that give any evidence for evolution. So they were called vestigial organs. As medical knowledge has increased, at least some function has been discovered for all alleged vestigial organs. So Jerry Bergman, George Howe in Vestigial Organs are fully functional, says, for example, the human appendix, which, let's go back for a moment. You see on the picture, yeah. So you see large intestines, cecum, and then appendix is that little worm-like thing toward the bottom. It's not very clear, but one of the ones that I thought put it in proper order. So that's what you look like if you opened up your skin, there, except for the bleeding that you'd be doing. But there at the very end. All right, now, going on. He says, knowledge of it says, where am I? The human appendix was once considered a useless remnant of our evolutionary past. The appendix plays a role in antibody production. This is the thing that fights against foreign bodies. Protects part of the intestine from infections and tumor growth. Gordon McCarty in the appendix, Gastroenterology Volume 4, says the appendix is not generally credited with substantial function. However, current evidence tends to involve it in the immunologic mechanism, as we said before, antibodies and protection. And Roberts, does the appendix serve a purpose in any animal? Scientific American Magazine, 2001. Thus, although scientists have long discounted the human appendix as a vestigial organ, a growing quantity of evidence indicates that the appendix does, in fact, have a significant function as a part of the body's immune system. So the appendix safely stores good bacteria. You understand about good bacteria, bad bacteria. The good bacteria is if I take probiotics daily, so I keep the good guys fighting against the bad guys. And that can replenish the intestines following bouts of diarrhea, for example, where everything, all the good guys and the bad guys get washed out. This will supply that back. R. Randall Bollinger says, in his biofilms, and the large bowel suggest an apparent function of the human vermiform appendix. Vermiform is in the form of a worm. So he says the human appendix is well suited as a safe house for commensal bacteria, providing support for bacterial growth and potentially facilitating re-inoculation of the colon in the event of the contents of the intestinal tract are purged following exposure to a pathogen. The appendix is not a vestige. So the conclusion is, indeed, the absence of true vestigial organs implies evolution never happened. We would have thought, if evolution would have happened, that we would find vestigial organs. We would find leftover pieces, you see, and we do not. They thought they would find it and called certain things that, but they just didn't know enough to know what it was.